it's time to travel. Today, I'm heading across the Atlantic for some Scotland trivia. Scotland has been on my list of places to see for a very long time. Maybe sometime soon. Any Scottish listeners out there? Drop me a line at dorkygeekynerdy.com and let me know what you think. If you're new here, welcome. Every week, it's three rounds of 10 questions, quick and easy. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 322 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. And let's go. The Dorky Round. Number one, what is the largest city in Scotland? Glasgow. Number two, what is the second largest city and capital of Scotland? Edinburgh. Number three, what fantasy time travel series has a World War II nurse dropped into Scotland in 1743. Outlander. Number four, what James Bond actor was born in Scotland in 1930? Sean Connery. Number five, what inventor of the telephone was born in Scotland in 1847? Alexander Graham Bell. Number six, what 2012 Pixar film set in Scotland was originally titled The Bear and the Bow? Brave. Number seven, what Scottish lake supposedly contains a mysterious prehistoric monster? Loch Ness. Number eight, while the ancient origins of the sport are much debated, the modern version of what ball and club sport originated in Scotland in the 15th century? Golf. Number nine, after England, what is the next closest UK nation to Scotland? Northern Ireland. Number 10. What traditional Scottish dish is made from sheep's pluck, minced with chopped onion, oatmeal, suet, and spices, and is cooked in the animal's stomach? Haggis. The Geeky Round. Number one, as of 2022, only 2.5% of Scots reported they had some skill in what ancient language? Gaelic, specifically Scottish Gaelic. Number two, Mel Gibson portrayed what Scottish rebel in the film Braveheart? William Wallace. Number three, what Scottish author published The Lost World in 1912? Arthur Conan Doyle. Number 4, what Scott hosted The Late Late Show starting in 2004. Craig Ferguson. Number 5, what King of Scotland became King of England and Ireland in 1603? James VI. He became James I after assuming the English throne. Number 6. What two colors can be found on the Scottish national flag? Blue and white. Number 7. What Scottish islands make up the northernmost point of the United Kingdom? The Shetland Islands. Number 8. What body of water separates Scotland from Norway and Denmark? The North Sea. Number 9. What Shakespearean tragedy is often referred to as the Scottish play? Macbeth. Saying the name in a theater is considered bad luck. Number 10. Where, in Scotland, will you find the oldest golf course in the world? St. Andrews. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What Scottish economist wrote The Wealth of Nations in 1776? Adam Smith. Number 2. What 1947 Lerner and Lowe musical was set in a fictional Scottish village that appears only one day every 100 years? Brigadoon. Number 3, starring Liam Neeson, what Scottish historical film debuted in the same year as Braveheart? Rob Roy. Number 4, what Scottish city is known as the Granite City? Aberdeen. Number 5, Scotland is broadly divided into what 3 regions? The Highlands, the Lowlands, and the Southern Uplands. Number 6, what is the name of the cross found on the Scottish national flag? That's the St. Andrew's Cross. Number 7. What Roman fortification was built in Scotland starting in 142 AD? The Antonin Wall. Number 8. Though he died in America, what steel magnate was born in Dunfermline, Scotland in 1835. Andrew Carnegie. Number 9. Born in Dunbar, Scotland, what naturalist has been called the father of the national parks? John Muir. Number 10. What triangular inlet has its southwestern point at Inverness? Moray Firth. And we're back from Scotland. Well, we are if you're not in Scotland right now. I'd love to visit Scotland. It's one of the many nationalities that have shown up on my Ancestry DNA profile. Next week, we've got some movie trivia lined up. Here's a clue for what to expect. What series of animated films is based, loosely, on a picture book that came out in 1990? A fifth movie in the series is in the works and is scheduled for 2026. Good luck, and I'll see you again on Wednesday. This was episode 322 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support this show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact him at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Tyler has a problem. He can't inherit his massive family fortune unless he gets married. And when his best friend Glenn proposes, hijinks and shenanigans ensue. Follow Glenn and Tyler on their world-spanning adventure as they defeat mobsters, an evil stepmother, a rakish brother-in-law, and pirates. No, really, there are pirates. Plus, there's an underground superbase. And hockey. The five-book series begins with Glenn and Tyler's Honeymoon Adventure by J.B. Sanders and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible and iTunes. Come for the romance, stay for the hockey.